All right, today the lesson is called Fingers in the Armpits. And we're going to begin in standing and walking. So stand up, roll to your side and stand up. And just take a lap around the room and draw your attention as you're walking to the length of your sides. So just walk in your normal way. In any direction, move. That's right, walk. You're going to walk, and as you're walking, you're going to pay attention to the length of your sides, the left side and the right side, the sides of your torso. That's right. And so bring your attention to the length of your sides, and then notice how your arms are moving. Or not, as you walk this morning. So just walk around your natural way, sense your feet on the floor, the length of the left side and the right, and any movement that you notice in your arms as you walk. And then the next time you're in front of your place, just stand there. So just walk back to your place.
Walk back to my place.
And stay there. And stand with your feet a comfortable distance apart. You can stand on the floor or your blanket, whatever supportive. And now, keeping your eyes on the horizon, okay, and allowing your head to move, just begin to swing your arms left and right. So you swing a little and turn to the left, and then you turn to the right. That's right. Easy, gently, allowing the head to move and scanning the horizon, keeping your heels on the floor right now. And just scan the horizon as you turn and just notice how far do you look to the left. Pick a point that you can come back to at the end of the lesson. And then how far can you see to the right? So pick that point. Okay, and now as you're turning, as you turn to the left, lift your right heel. So you can pivot a little. Lift the right heel and turn to the left, and then lift the left heel and turn to the right. And again, scanning the horizon with your eyes and just noticing how far you look behind you. That's right. And then mark that place in your memory, the place you can look to the left and the right, and then lie down on your mat. And sense yourself in line this morning. How is it? What parts of you take support from the floor? Where are you resting easy, gently, comfortably? Notice the volume of your breath. Where do you feel the impetus for the breath this morning? Is it in your diaphragm, your pelvic area, your chest? Notice the length of the breath along your side bodies. As you breathe in, do you notice any expansion of the torso to the right or left? As you breathe out, do you notice that gently contracting? Just what do you notice in the volume and the length of the breath right now? Now place both your hands on your lower ribs with your palms on the low ribs, your small ribs down by your waist, your lowest ribs. So your palms are on your chest at the low, that's right, at your low ribs. That's right. And now, in this position with the elbows on the floor, begin to slide the palms of the hand down towards the floor with the imagination that you could come to rest the forearm flat on the floor and the fingers would face up. So you're just sliding your hands down the ribs towards the floor. So the hands move straight down and the forearms flatten a little. So you're bending at the wrist. And just do this as much as is comfortable. Okay? And notice what's required in order to allow the wrist to bend. How might you need to move in the shoulders? How might you need to soften the chest? The palms stay on your lower ribs the whole time. And they just slide down towards the floor. Flat palms. That's right, you've got it, Doris. Yeah, that's good. Then that's fine. Okay, so you want to keep the... Okay, so here's the constraint. The hands stay on the ribs. They don't go to the pelvis. They stay flat. They stay flat on the tummy. That's right. And they just slide down as much as you can slide them. Both arms, Maha. That's right. That's perfect. Okay, and just explore that. It's just curious. There's no destination. The floor is just a direction. Okay? And you're not sliding the hands down towards the pelvis. You're sliding them straight down from the ribs. That's right, Joe. That's better. But only go a little bit to where the hands can keep in contact with the ribs. And just leave it there and come back. That's right. Slowly, gently. And just leave it alone and rest a moment. Rest with your arms straight by your side. Okay, now once again, bring the hands to that same position. They're flat on the low ribs. Okay, and slide them down only as far as you can keep them in contact with the ribs. The elbows are on the floor. The palms are flat on the tummy. That's right. And now, just stop there where you can go comfortably and begin to rotate the fingers up towards the armpits. So the fingers are staying in contact. The fingers stay in contact with the chest. And you just rotate the hands up. And notice how it would be good to let the shoulder blades get involved. And just do that slowly, gently, many times, just exploring your easy range of motion. That's right, Roland. That looks good. The hands stay flat. The wrists pivot upward. So all the fingers, including the thumb, intend to move towards the armpit. That's right. A few more times. Each time just noticing if the wrists can lower towards the floor a little bit more. The arms can rotate so the fingers point in the direction of the armpits. All right, and just leave that. And roll on your side and come to stand. And stand with your feet a comfortable distance apart. And raise your right arm up above your head and bring the right fingers over to touch the left temple. So the arm's going to cradle the head and just the temple, easy touch. That's right. And in this situation, begin to side bend to the right. So you're going to side bend and the hand on the temple is going to help you to lower down. And then come back to standing. And do this many times delicately. Be very gentle on your neck. Don't pull on your neck. Okay, so you're bending from the chest and the hand on the head and the weight of the head and the elbow is just helping you to side bend. But go very gently, slowly and gently, and don't turn forward or backward, but just move straight to the side. That's right. That looks nice. Everyone's taking it very delicately. That's good. Notice if you're breathing. And now the next time that you're down to the right, stay there. Stay with the elbow down to the right, your side bent to the right. You're breathing, so your jaw is relaxed. And take the left hand onto the chest and point the fingers towards the armpit. So you're kind of in that I'm a little teapot position. If you guys remember that. So your hand is on your side and the fingers are pointing as much as you can gently towards the armpit. That's right. Your side bend to the right, fingers towards the armpit. And now in this situation, just begin to bend to the right a little bit. And you can help with that left hand. You can push those left ribs up to help yourself bend to the right. And make sure you're breathing. So you bend a little more to the right, and then you come back. And each time, explore with your left hand. Explore how, as you bend to the right, it may be possible to pivot those left fingers a little more towards the armpit. And then those left fingers can push up on the ribs a little bit, those left ribs, and help you bend to the right. That's nice. And leave it and just take a rest in standing. Just leave it alone and rest. And just notice with these few simple movements, bending to the right, is there any difference in the length of your left side and your right side? What do you notice now? Okay, now raise your right arm above your head. Right arm above the head, that's right. Put the left fingers on your chest, fingers towards the armpit. The arm is long above your head. That's right, the arm is long. And now in this situation, begin to side bend to the left. So you let the weight of the right arm help you move to the left. You allow the left fingers to push a little into the left ribs. That's right, Jeff. Push a little into the left ribs and allow the side bending to the left to soften. Allow your ribs to soften around those left fingers as you side bend to the left. That's That's right. A few more times exploring. As each time you come back, can you adjust the left hand a little bit so the fingers go closer to the armpit? That's right. Can you lengthen the right side with the right arm a little bit? Okay, Joe, easy. Your face is letting me know that maybe you're going a little too far. That's better, just what feels good. Imagine you're a child. If you've ever watched a kid play, they never do anything that hurts. So get into that childlike. How can I side bend this way in a fun and easy way? Okay. And then just leave it alone and rest in standing. Let your arms be long by your side. Notice the length of your sides now that you've done a little bending both left and right. Okay, now once again, raise your right arm and take hold of the left temple with the right hand. That's right. Right arm up, left temple. Okay, and put your left hand on your chest, finger towards the armpits. And now once again, side bend to the right. And just notice, is the left hand facing more towards the armpit? Are the fingers more towards the armpit now? Can you raise that hand comfortably any closer to the armpit now? And can you smile? Can you breathe and smile as you're side bending to the right, allowing the weight of the head and the elbow to bring you to the right, the left hand to encourage the left ribs upward to increase the side bend. That's nice. And just leave it and rest on your back. Just lie on your back and rest. Notice yourself in lying now. What parts are taking support from the floor easily? Notice the length of your right side and your left side. Do you feel them any differently now? Once again, place your hands on your chest, on your low ribs. Slide the wrists towards the floor and pivot the fingers towards the armpits. Just like we did in the beginning. And notice, has that changed in any way? And do it a couple times. Noticing, is there any more involvement with the shoulder blades? As you slide the hands down and pivot the fingers towards the armpit, can you feel any softening in your ribs and the chest to allow that turning? What do you notice? What parts of you have softened so you can move the fingers towards the armpits a little more easily? Keep the hands flat on the chest. So the constraint here is that the hands stay in contact with the ribs, the whole palm of the hand. And then you pivot upwards. That's right. All right, now leave that and roll to your side and come to standing. Come to standing. And now raise your left arm above your head and take hold of the right temple. That's right. And then just begin to easily bend to the left. And make sure that you're just bending to the left. You're not turning forward and back, but you're going down in a straight plane. You're not pulling on the neck. Okay, the chest is bending. And you're just holding the head so the weight of the head and the elbow can encourage that side bending to the right. To the left, sorry. A few more times. Being strict with yourself to not turn forward, to just go in a straight plane. That's right. And the next time you're down to the left, take your right hand onto your ribs, point the fingers towards the armpit, and begin once again to side bend left and come back and side bend. And just notice how the fingers on the ribs can help you, how you can push those ribs up a little, increase the arc. Each time, gently adjusting the fingers so that they can move a little closer to the armpit. They can move a little straighter up towards the armpit. Very delicate, gentle exploration. What parts of you need to turn in order to allow the wrist to rotate? What's required in the shoulder blade? What's required in the upper ribs? That's right. Okay, and just leave that and rest in standing. Allow your long arms to be long and easy. Hey, Carl, we're resting. Sorry. You're going to get a short rest. Okay, so raise the left hand again. Keep it long. And now put just long and bring the right hand up and put the fingers in the armpit. That's right. And now begin to bend to the right. The left arm's long. And your side bending to the right. Yeah, that's right. The opposite direction. So the left arm is moving to the right. Many times, each time, noticing what it takes to stand the palm on the ribs and then to rotate the fingers, thumb included, up towards the armpit. That's right. That's right. And just allow your chest to soften and surrender to that right hand. So that each time you bend over to the right, just notice, can you feel the ribs yielding to the pressure of the right hand a little bit? And when I see you grimacing, I know you're working too hard. So I invite you to only go as far as you can with a smile on your face.
Well, it's time to apply pressure.
Well, a gentle softening. Okay, and just leave it and rest. Rest in standing. Notice how you're standing now. You feel any difference in your shoulders? Any difference between the left side and the right side? How's your neck and head oriented now? Once again, raise the left arm above your head and take hold of the right temple. Put your right fingers on your left side, on your right side towards the right armpit. And then once again, begin to side bend to the left. And notice, has this gotten any easier?
Which way?
To the left. That's right. That's nice. Each time adjusting the direction of the fingers so they may point more towards the armpit. Adjusting the position of the hand so it may move a little bit closer to the armpit. And just paying attention to your direction. Are you really bending straight down to the right, or is your elbow moving forward? And if it is, could you go a little less so you're only going in a straight side bending movement? And are you breathing? Okay, leave it and lie on your back and rest. Notice yourself in lying now. How do you notice your length now? And now roll over onto your right side. That's right. And now bend up your right leg so the heel is close to your buttocks and the knee juts out forward in front of you. And your left leg's going to be long. That's right, Carl. That's good, Roland. That's good, Jeff. You can make that. That's good. Okay, so everyone has the right knee bent up towards their buttocks and the left leg is resting long on top of the right foot. That's the situation. And now come up and prop yourself up on your right elbow. So your right forearm is on the floor facing forward. That's right. And you're resting on the right elbow. That looks good. Okay, yeah, that's good. Now, place your left fingers on your chest, pointing towards your armpit. Good. Now, in this situation, the hips are stacked, so see that your hips are stacked. And you're on your side, you're not rolled forward or backward. And now in this situation, lengthen the left leg. So you're going to push into the right elbow and the right chest is going to lift an arc and the left leg is going to lengthen. And then when you come back, shorten the left leg by pushing the fingers into the armpits and the right side of the body arcs down towards the right elbow. So it's a little seesaw motion. As the left leg lengthens, the right ribs arch a little. And then as the left leg shortens, the right ribs sink down towards the floor. And just, you can play around with the position of the right elbow and shoulder to make sure that there's room for those right ribs to slide. They slide under your scapula, under your shoulder blade, down towards the floor as you shorten the leg. And as you shorten the leg each time, notice how you can help with the left hand. You can kind of press the left hand into the left ribs. You're going to feel the right ribs standing out underneath you, the left ribs softening under your hand. Okay, and now this looks good. Now here's the next piece. Next time, as you shorten the left leg, look up. Just allow your head to look up at the left shoulder. So you don't want to look backwards. You just want to allow the head to kind of look up. And just notice if that addition of the head allows you to side bend a little bit more to the right. That's nice. So just a few more times, that easy seesaw motion, allowing the head to be free. So as you lengthen the leg, the head can look down. And as you shorten the leg, the head can look up. And can you do it in a way so you're, let's see, so the head isn't really rotating, but it's kind of staying in that same plane, side bending also. That's good, Roland. That's better. Yeah, Jeff, you've got it. That looks good. Nice. A few more times. Paying attention, can you readjust that left hand? Can you adjust that left hand so the fingers turn a little more towards the armpit? Maybe the hand can raise up a little more and get right underneath those upper ribs. And then just leave it alone. And lie on your back a moment and rest. We'll see what we can do about that. Okay, notice your breath now. Notice the length of both sides. Notice the contact that the back body is making with the floor. Where do you feel the contact of the ribs? Where's that first contact after the sweep of the low back? Now roll over onto your left side and adopt that same position. So this time the left leg is bent up underneath, the heel is close to the buttocks, and the right leg is long. You're propped up on your left elbow with the left forearm facing forward. That's right. And you're in a straight line, so the hips are stacked. So you're not rolled backward or forward, but your hips are stacked. Okay, and now in this situation, put the right hand on the chest, arm fingers facing the armpits. That's right. And begin to lengthen the right leg and shorten the right leg. And right from the beginning, you can let the head get involved. So as you shorten, you're going to look up towards the right shoulder. And as you lengthen, you can let the head drop down. And just do that many times and adjust the right hand each time. So it can press more into the ribs. So it can help the shortening of the right side as the left side lengthens as you shorten. And then as you lengthen that right leg, feel that arch in the left side of the ribs. So the lengthening is a combination of the rolling of the pelvis downward and the lengthening of the left side. And just feel that. It's kind of a fun seesaw movement. You can let the head be loose and free. So you're not straining the neck to look up, but you're just kind of allowing it to help with the action in the chest. You're feeling that connection. That's right. The hips, the chest, the head, all moving in unison. That's nice, Michael. One or two more times, this time paying attention to where the right hand is. Noticing, can you adjust that hand each time to allow the fingers to rotate a little more towards the armpit and get up a little higher to work those upper ribs, those ribs that don't get much attention in our world. That's nice, Jeff. That looks good. Don't strain, though. Just easy, easy range of motion. Don't go to your end point. Lovely. Okay, just leave it and rest on your back. Now roll to your side and come to stand. Now lift your right arm above your head and place your left fingers on your left side facing towards your armpit. That's right. And now, in this situation, keeping the shoulders in alignment, lead with the elbow and begin to turn backwards towards the left. Towards the right. That way. That's right.
That one goes back.
Yeah, so your elbow goes back. That's right. You're letting the elbow move towards the back. Keep your eyes on the horizon so you're not looking up or down, but let your head go with the motion. That's nice. That looks good, you guys. And just notice each time as you turn, how can that bent arm, how can those fingers help you to rotate backwards? So can you push a little with the ribs? Gently encouraging them to move backwards a little bit. Are you breathing and smiling as you do it? That's right. That's good. And now when you come backwards to the end range, can you push the elbow down a little towards the floor? So rotate backwards and then move the elbow down a little towards the floor. So you're making a little bit of an arching in the back. That's right. When you get to your end, move that bent elbow down. So you rotate around behind and now bend down a little with the elbow. Uh-huh. So the right arm stays straight and the left bends down at the end. That's it. So you're feeling a little bit like the chest is spilling over the ribs, over the hand. You rotate backwards and the elbow moves a little towards the floor. And you're looking backwards. The eyes are on the horizon, but the head is turning with the body. Okay. That's nice. Leave it and rest on your back. And now we're really going to put our fingers in our armpits. Okay, so roll to the right side and prop yourself up as we have been. So you roll to the right side and you bend up the right knee. And you prop yourself on your right elbow, forearm facing forward. And now in this situation, take your left hand and put it in your right armpit. Not your left armpit. It's going to come across your chest and go to the right. Fingers in the armpit. Okay? And now in this situation, bring the left shoulder forward towards the floor. So you're going to roll forward this time. That's right. And allow your head to turn as much as it needs to and then come back. An easy, gentle exploration. And what can you do with that left hand in the armpit to encourage the movement? You can move that left hand each time. So one time you can place the palm of the hand on the sternum, your breastbone, and push a little bit gently. One time you can put it on the ribs under your breast muscle and push a little as you roll forward to the left, to the right. That's nice. Allowing your head to turn as much as it needs to. And press the upper ribs and roll. That's right. And let your neck be free so your head's dropping down to the floor. There's no tension in the neck. That's right. Okay, and leave it and rest on your back. Oh, good. All right, and now come up. Oh, wait, I have a story to tell you. I think this is pretty interesting. You can use a rest anyway. So, you know, I send out these weekly notices about our class. So I go to Google Images and I type in the name of the lesson, Fingers in the Armpit, to see what I can come up with. And you always get a lot of redundancy in the images. So this week when I type Fingers in the Armpit, the most repeated image was women doing a breast exam. And then the second most repeated image was the Texas T-shirt test. Do you know that sniff test where they took all these men's T-shirts after they'd worn them and they put them in a room and they asked women to come in and smell them to see what male odor they're most attracted to, right? So the image is all of these women sniffing men's armpits. So I decided I really shouldn't use that to advertise the class. And then I came up with the image that I sent, which was the little girl putting her fingers towards the armpit, which is the sign language sign for monkey. So for the rest of the lesson, you can adopt your monkeyness and you can roll over and come to stand. We have to do the other side, you're right. Come to stand. But before we go to the other side, raise your right arm again. And put the left fingers in the left armpit. That's right. And then just once again, turn backwards. Leading with the elbow, backwards, not forward, that's right. Turning backwards, leading with the elbow, keeping the shoulders stacked. And this time at the end of the turn, just push a little with the left fingers so that you bend down more towards the floor. The left elbow goes a little more down towards the floor. You don't bend at the waist.
The elbow goes down.
So it's still side bending, but in that twisted. And slow it down. This is, go very slowly and explore. You know, am I just using momentum to get myself backwards? Or can I really turn this far easily and then begin to drop the elbow towards the floor? And can my head go with it? Eyes to the horizon and then the whole upper body spills over that hand backwards towards the floor. Nice. Okay. That's right. How is that left hand in the armpit helping? Okay, leave it alone and just walk for a minute. We'll take a walk. We'll rest in walking this time. So just walk around once and back to your place. And notice how you feel in walking now. How are your arms moving now? Are they swinging any differently? How do you feel the length of the right side and the left side? Does your head feel stacked up over your torso any differently? And when you're back at your place, just stop. And lift the left arm above the head. Place the right fingers in the right armpit. And leading with the elbow, begin to turn to the right. That's right. Keeping everything stacked up. Looking at the horizon. Breathing easily. So one way to check your breathing is check your jaw. Are you tensing in the jaw? Or is your jaw relaxed and easy? That's right. And turn to the right. And come back. Notice how each time you can adjust the right hand, turning the fingers more towards the armpit, pressing the ribs a little bit backwards to allow the whole rib cage to rotate and improve the turning. Nice, supple ribs. That's right. And then when you get to the easy end of your range, can you drop that elbow down towards the floor a little bit? That's nice. Each time, using the hand in the armpit to help with the movement. Rotating and bending a little bit backwards. Nice. All right, and now leave it and lie on your back and rest. Cage. And that suggests something rigid. But really, the ribs are quite flexible, multi-jointed, and multi-boned. So that each rib has a lot of independent movement. And in this lesson, using the fingers in the armpits on the ribs, you may have begun to notice that you can differentiate those ribs and that they can spread apart from each other like a fan, or they can move closer together. And they can do that all the way around. right? They're a cylinder. So you can just begin to notice that kind of movement and ability of the ribs to be flexible. Now roll to your left side. Bend up the left knee so it's close to the buttocks. Prop yourself up on your left elbow. Lengthen the left leg so it's long and the hips are stacked. That leg is bent, the bottom leg is bent, and the top leg is long. That's right. Okay, and now bring the right hand into the armpit, right? The right fingers go to the armpit, not under, the opposite armpit. So the hand goes across your chest and into the armpit. That's right. Okay, so now in this situation, begin to roll forward and look as much as you need to the right. And then come back. That's right. And just notice how your whole sternum, your whole breastbone can turn and slide. And let the head be free and turn with the right shoulder. And again, as you turn, each time you turn, press in various places. Right? So really explore those upper ribs around your breast, the upper ribs in your pectoral area. Can you feel them softening and yielding as you turn? That's right. And go slowly, cultivating awareness. So it's not just about the rolling, but it's about sensing how your ribs are moving as you roll. How your sternum can slide. How your left shoulder blade can allow the ribs to rotate under it. Each time drawing your attention to one other detail of the movement. Each time noticing if you move a little freer and looser, if you can perhaps move a little farther towards the floor. That's nice. And just roll onto your back and rest. Take a good rest. Let it all go. Let your thinking go. Just sense your body taking support from the floor. Sense your breath. And now one final time, put both hands on your ribs. Slide the wrists down towards the floor and notice how far they can slide down towards the floor, the elbows resting on the floor. That's right. And rotate the fingers towards the armpits. How has that changed since the beginning of the lesson? Do it a couple times. Sliding the wrist down towards the floor, rotating the fingers towards the armpits. That's good. And now, the next time you do it, just leave the fingers facing towards the armpits. That's right. Leave them in an easy, comfortable position where you can stay for a bit. And now in this situation, with both palms flat on the chest, in full contact and the fingers towards the armpits, begin to slide your whole torso. torso and head on the floor. First side bending right, so everything slides, the shoulders, the ribs, the head, and then come back to center and side bend right again. And keep your nose pointing towards the ceiling. Okay? So the head moves with the torso. The neck does not move any farther than the torso moves. So it's not this kind of side bend right and then crane the neck more to the right. It's just let everything move as a unit right easily and come back to center. And how can you help with the fingers and the armpits? So as you move to the right fingers can help the right ribs to expand. And the left fingers can help the left side to soften. That's right. And feel your shoulder blades gliding on the floor. So just go to the right and back. And don't roll the head. Keep the head, the nose pointing towards the ceiling, and slide the rib cage. I use cage. So slide this whole thing. That's right. Okay. There you go.
And the head does whatever.
Yeah, the head stays. You go. There you go. Okay. Yeah. And now rest in center. You can let your hands go. And then bring the fingers onto the chest, facing towards the armpit. And this time, side bend to the left. You're going to slide the whole torso to the left. So we're going to go left. The head is going to slide. Yeah, that's it. So you're going to side bend.
Left, right.
There you go.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay,
I
got it.
That's nice. Okay, good. Keep your neck soft. Your nose is pointing towards the ceiling, so be strict about that. You could even open your eyes and look at the ceiling. That's good. And then a few times go left and right. Once to the left and once to the right. And what's easier for you, left or right? And each time, if you go to the left elbow goes closer to the left foot. And then as you go to the right elbow goes closer to the right foot. So you're sliding the whole shoulder girdle. That's nice. Okay, and then leave it. Notice your breath. Notice the length of the right side and the left. What parts of you are taking support from the floor now? Has that changed since the beginning of the lesson? Roll to your side and come to stand. And stand with your feet a comfortable width apart. And then just like we did in the beginning, begin to turn left and right. Your eyes are on the horizon. Your arms are swinging. Swing your arms to the left and then to the right. And just keep your feet flat on the floor to begin with. And just notice that spot on the wall. Has that place where you can easily look with your eyes as you turn left and right? Has that changed since the beginning of the lesson? And now, as you turn to the left, pick up the right heel. So you can pivot a little. Pick up the right heel as you turn left. And pick up the left heel as you turn right. Allow the arms to swing freely. The eyes stay on the horizon as the head spins around the axis of the spine. And just feel that free and loose and easy. How graceful and elegant do you feel now? How big is your smile? That's nice. And has that place where you can look to on the wall changed? Yeah. I think you guys can go play golf or tennis. And now just take it for a walk. That's okay. Just one last lap around the room. Feel yourself in walking. And thank you.